Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilaim Daf Nunches in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Shishi, beginning of Aloha Gimel, in the bottom of Nunzayin Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hamad le'esagefen al mixas afifai rois. Afifai rois was a system where they used to put the vines, the grapevines, on top. The grapevines need some type of support. And the support that the Mishnah refers to is reeds that are going shti ve'erev, crisscrossed, and then you put the grapes. So the Mishnah says, someone who puts the grape, the vines, al mikzas afifayros. So he has an arbor system where he's putting the vines on, but he's not covering the entire part of the reeds. There's other areas where the vines don't reach there yet. Lo yovi zer al tachas amoisei. He should not put seeds under the rest. Why? Because the grapes eventually will grow there, even though they're not growing there at the moment. But if he did plant under the rest, it's mutter. Midoraisa, because right now there's no vines. It's only din derabon not to do it because eventually it'll come there. So in the meantime, there's no kilayim over the loy kiddush. V'im hilech hachadosh osur. But if new vines grew and spread out and reached a new place, then obviously it's osur. V'chel amadle al miktas ilan shrag. Also, if someone puts vines, al ilan shrag, feudal tree, meaning a tree that does not grow with roots, so it's the same din, because this tree does not grow with fruits, he will allow the vine to grow and to spread. And that's why you're not allowed to put plants underneath the area, even though the vines are not reached there. Continues the mission, it says, Amad le sagefel amiktas ilan maichol. But if one puts the vines on top of a fruit-bearing tree, mutar lavi zera el tachas amoyser, then lechatchila he could plant seeds under the area where the vines did not grow. Because he's not going to allow the vines to grow there, because when you put vines on top of a fruit tree, it ruins the fruit tree. And he probably will not allow the vines to grow. But if the vine did grow and extend it beyond the area where you want it, just bring it back and take out the vines in the area he doesn't want it to be. And even though it grew there a little bit, it does not cause kilayim because he was not interested in it. Continues the Mishnah of Ches Amud Aleph. Mai says she'olach Rabbi Yeshua, it's a Rabbi Shmuel. Shua went to Rabbi Shmuel Mikfar Oziz, in this village called Kfar Oziz. Some have the gear, so Lekfar Oziz. He went to that place. He showed him a vine growing on top of a fig tree. Could I bring zera, seeds, under the rest, where the vines did not reach it? He said, mutar, like we just learned. Then he went to another place, called Biz Maginayo. He showed him a vine growing on top of a beam, on part of a beam. It's a type of tree called sedan sheshikbo, where many beams, many large pieces of wood grow from it. So under this specific beam, this specific big wood, you're not allowed to plant under it, even in the area where the vine did not reach, as we said before, because he's going to allow the vine to grow on top of an entire koira. But on the other koiras, on the other beams, on the other pieces of wood, there you have no problem. It's not considered to be one. Each beam stands on its own. Continues the Mishnah, Ezu Ilan Srak. What does it mean, Ilan Srak? What is the definition of a feudal tree? Kol She'eino Yisaperis, a tree that does not bear fruits. Rameh Oymer HaKol Ilan Srak. Every tree in the world is considered to be a feudal tree for this purpose. Except for olive tree and a fig tree. Because there, the vine is going to ruin the tree. He's not going to let it grow. But other trees, he will allow it to grow. The definition is, any type of tree that nobody makes fields out of them. If you don't make fields out of them, that means they're not very important. And that's why you're going to allow the vines to grow on top of them. But if they make fields out of them, make sodas out of them, so then it's an important tree, you're not going to allow vines to grow on top of them. Says the Gemara in Achizkio, Oimer Mishloisho Ve'adarbo Himastiso. Reb Chaim learns here, like the Rash Cirillo, that we're talking about the distance between the reeds that the vines are on top. The vines are growing or are climbing on top of these reeds. What's the distance between the different reeds where the vines are on top? So says the Gemara, Mishloisho Ve'adarbo Himastiso. Our Mish is talking about that the distance between them is between 3 to 4 tefachim. It's less than 3 tefachim. It's as if it's completely closed. And if it's closed, you could plant beneath it, as if you're growing vines on top of a roof. If it's 3 to 4 tefachim, so then you as if fill in the vines and you don't allow them to plant anywhere where the reeds are. Arba nachasula. But if it's 4 tefachim or more, so then there's too much of a distance between the reeds and the vines are not going to grow from one to another. I'm not assuming they're going to grow from one to another. So it's going to be nachas as if it's going to stop over here and then you can plant under the rest of the reeds. Hadeichon. Now, according to Reb Chaim, we're changing that to say, until where can't you plant? You're not allowed to plant the rest of the reeds. But obviously, if there's some distance between the vines and where you want to plant, so then it should be fine. How much distance is a problem that within that distance, you should not plant next to the vines? Within 4 amos of the vines, don't plant. If it's under these reeds, more than that, you could. 6 amos, not 4 amos. I went to this place called Kisori Mishamas or Mishayo, Bashami, Bishema Bitzrok, Ben Elozor, Imayu Shtei Piparios Mutter. If there's 2 sets of reeds and they're not connected to each other, it's mutter because the vines don't grow from one to another. So the Moram Abchanino, the Tanipolik, and the Brides they argue, if the vines do go from one system of reeds to the other, so then you're not allowed to plant even next to the other system of reeds. This is the one in the Fuches on the base. Fatani ken, Abshir, Malozor, Imer, we see another Bryce like that. Imay Adar, Kolifasea, Ben Pipi, or Lepipur. If it grows, the vines do grow from one system to another system. Kepipur, Echadu, you look at it as one big structure, and you're not allowed to plant under it at all. Hamad is a given a mikzah zilamachal, we learned in the Mishnah, they put the vines that let it grow on a fruit bearing tree. So the more ma bein ilan tzrak, ma bein ilan machal. What's the difference if it's a fruit-bearing tree or a non-fruit-bearing tree? It says the Gemara, odem mevatel ilan tzrak agabei gafre. One allows a non-bearing tree to be mitbatel, to be canceled to the vines. The vines are more important. It's going to allow the vines to grow on top of it, even though that may ruin the non-bearing tree. Vein odem mevatel ilan machal agabei gafre. But one does not go and allow the vines to cancel a fruit-bearing tree and ruin it. This is the one that says an example that we're comparing this Mishnah to another Mishnah. Tamatini, we have a Mishnah over there. Kol chamosos shudrois toiros chutz mishaarvim. Chamosos are leather bags. And when you open them up, they flatten out. But when you tie them up, they look like a bag. In order to have tumo, you need to have a kli that has a base kibul, that has a receptacle, that is able to hold something inside. So if the bag is designed as a bag, it gets tuma. Something which is not a bag, and it's just a flat piece of leather, does not get tuma. Says the Mishnah, chamosos tzuris, you have these leather pieces that are tied together, and now they have a shape of a bag, they're tar, because once you open the knot, they will flatten out. Chutz mishel arvim, except the Arab ones, because they stay in the shape of a bag even after you untie them. Amei oimer, tzor hashoa te'oiros, tzor oilom tmeyos. It depends. If it's tied up for a temporary basis, so then it's tar because you can flatten it out. But if it's tied there forever, it's going to stay tied forever, you look at it as a kli and it gets tuma. Somebody argues and says, all the leather, flat leathers that are tied up and look like a bag, they're tar. Is tani, tani machlef. There's a brayis that says the opposite, meaning, talk about, we mentioned Rameir, that tsroy asho is tar. Something which is temporary is tar. If it's permanent, it's tame. So the Brayis says the opposite. That temporary is tame, and permanent is tar. Says the Gemara of Yaakov Acha b'shem Yosef Mestis. He says, no, the Mishnah is correct. That the temporary ones are tar, and the permanent ones are tame. What's the raya? Have you done simona de kelim kilayim? Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to explain to you the Mishnah over there. Thou can ma ben tzor oilu ma ben tzor shok, because if not, what will be the difference between a temporary bag or a permanent bag? So bishlam, if you tell me that a temporary bag is tor and a permanent bag is tameh, so then it's similar to our mishnah, because in our mishnah you put a vine on a non-bearing tree, you say he's mevatel the non-bearing tree to the vine, even though maybe he has a usage for the non-bearing tree, he mevatel it. So also there, once you put a knot, which is a permanent knot, you mevatel there, you leave the bag this way, and it's going to stay in this shape. So it's a similar idea to our Mishnah called Bitu. then it makes sense. There's a difference between a permanent tie, a knot, and a non-permanent knot. But if you see the gears, which is the opposite, that a permanent knot is tor and a non-permanent knot is tame, will be the svar to the friendship between the two. That's what the Gemara says. Dalke, if you don't say that, ma min tor oil, ma min tor shah. Why should you differentiate between the two? So the Gemara, if you have Yana Omar, if Yana says, no, I'll tell you what's the difference. Tzor oil on tzor chituch. Tzor shah ain't no tzor chituch. When you make a knot, which is a permanent knot, many times you didn't finish the job. You do a permanent knot, then you still have to design it. There's still some work that needs to be done to make it in a nice, beautiful design. So in order to get to that finish line, until you don't get to that finish line, the kli does not get tumah. But something which is a temporary knot, you're not going to go and design anymore. So you finish all you need to do with it. That's why the permanent knot won't necessarily get tumah yet. But a temporary knot is all finished, it gets tumah. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue and saying, you want to compare the Mishnah regarding the knots to the Mishnah Kilayim. Tell me there's a svar if a person is mevatel, not mevatel. No, the reason there in regarding the tumah is a different reason. Is it a finished kli or not a finished kli? With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Nun Ches.